just a good old boy, never meaning no harm.
It's been more than 35 years since the Dukes of Hazzard first hit TV screens. Tom Wopat and John Schneider played cousins Bo and Luke Duke on the hit show, and in real life, the two became close friends and stayed that way. They credit a lot of their close kinship to music. So when Wopat called up Schneider and said, "Hey, want to make a Christmas album?" it was an easy sell. It is called Home for Christmas.
It's the holiday season,
and Santa Claus is coming round.
The Christmas snow is white on the ground.
I caught up with John Schneider and Tom Wopat recently, and we started our conversation where they started their friendship, music.
We've been singing together on and off in different guises for 35 years. As soon as we met, we were singing together.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
But what happened was about 15 years ago, I started doing the American Songbook stuff when I was doing Annie Get Your Gun. And I started working with jazz musicians and working with some of these great songs. And I had always thought it'd be fun to do a record with John. And John is actually, you know, really commercially viable. That's why your name is first on the record.
Oh.
Yes. But the thing is, too, is that it actually, as we started working on it and working on the different material, especially when we started mixing, it sounds so good together.
Just hear the sleigh bells jingling, ring ting tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you hoo. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
So you could have done a lot of different kinds of projects together, musical projects, different albums. Why a Christmas album?
Well, the songs are tried and true. The melodies are fantastic. The arrangements that Tom had done are fantastic. But when a song's been around for a long time, there's a reason for that. You know, it's not just a pop culture phenomenon. It's a great song. Great songs withstand the test of time.
There's also a lot of pressure to doing that, though.
Well, yeah. But we can handle it. We have the strength of our ignorance.
The other real blessing of a Christmas album is it's the gift that keeps giving, you know. Hopefully we can do kind of a perennial tour with this kind of material for the next 10, 15 years, John.
We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop at the fireplace while we watch the chestnuts pop.
We blend really, really well on this. We're both at some point sang in barbershop quartets way, way back when, and it was great to work with him.
Well, why don't I do this? Can you describe the other's voice? John, can you describe Tom's voice?
Tom's voice is like a well-wetted saxophone reed. I don't mean this in a bad way at all, but you can hear the gravel in it.
Some days there's more gravel than others.
Yeah, some days there's more gravel than roads.
This is one of them. But
I love that, and his phrasing is fantastic.
Okay, Tom, how does John's voice sound?
Well, John is, you know, John's got the velvet tones, and he's got a big, deep voice. He's got a sonorous voice. What's kind of interesting is that when we sing, they become much more alike.
I phrase like a puppy, and Tom phrases like an old porch dog.
Easy.
No, I mean that. I mean that you laying in there. It's great. I'm like, hey, here's a song. And he's like, hey, now, let me sing this song for you.
Yeah, it's listen to the bottom end of that voice, though, huh?
Hey, yeah, well.
I really can't stay.
But Johnny, it's cold outside.
No, I gotta go away.
It's really coming down out there.
Yes, this evening has been.
Was hoping you'd drop
so
in.
So very nice.
You brought the beer and it's on
my
ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Come on, what's your hurry?
My wife will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace roar.
Maybe I better scurry.
I'd love to see you scurry.
Hell, maybe just a half a
glass. Why don't you put some whaling on?
No, the neighbors might think
Johnny is bad out there.
Tom, what's in my drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
So who's responsible for that poetry, those lyrics?
Boy, you're being kind. I did that. Apologies to Frank Lesser, but that was part of the genesis of this record, I think. It would be fun to get that recorded and of course, a lot of other Christmas tunes with it. We have a wide range of material from a country tune.
Oh, like a Peanuts song. I love the Christmas Time Is Here. Great song.
That's a great tune. Oh, the Steve Allen song. Cool Yule.
Oh, gosh. Cool Yule. Fantastic.
Which is really swinging.
From Coney Island to the Sunset Strip, somebody's gonna make a happy trip tonight while the moon is bright. He's gonna have a bag of crazy toys to give the groanies of the girls and boys, so dig.
So that's a totally different kind of sound. That's a different Christmas song. What do you like about that track?
Well,
it just grooves. The groove is so great.
It's a cool cat lyric, too. I mean, Steve Allen was writing this stuff, and the version I heard was Louis Armstrong doing it. He swung the heck out of it, so we thought it might be interesting to try a Latin approach. We were blessed. We had great horn players, and it swings hard.
Oh, man, you're going to flip when old St. Nick blows a lick on the peppermint stick. Da-da. You're going to lick, you're going to flip. Ready? Two, three. You're going to flip when old St. Nick blows a lick on the peppermint stick. Ba-dap. Anyway.
Now that is good.
Fill the stockings by the fireplace so you'll have a Yule that's cool. Oh, yes, you'll have a Yule that's cool.
How old were you guys when you met?
I was 18.
I was 27. Now I'm 63 and he's 55. 54.
54.
That's right.
I'm 18.
Double nickel next year.
That's right. Speed limit. Yeah, well, in the 70s.
You guys are you both married?
To each other.
No. Oh, yeah, that'll get out. Yeah, there you go. We finish each other's
sentences
most of the time.
It seems that way.
Somewhat. We've been around each other a long time. And
we
you
are like
deep,
each other.
We're deep in tolerance.
It's my longest relationship by far.
Oh, mine too.
It has been such a pleasure to talk with both of you. It's put me in the holiday spirit. I have
good,
to admit, I
good.
Wasn't quite there yet.
You should check out the CD. You'd like it.
It's really good. You heard some of it there.
It makes a really good Christmas gift.
Christmas time is here.
The Dukes of Hazzard singing Christmas songs. BJ Lederman definitely didn't write this, but he did write our theme music. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin, wishing you and your family a very happy holiday. Thank you.